This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The congressional task force that investigated the attempted assassinations of Donald Trump says the culture at the Secret Service needs to change. Colorado's U.S. Representative Jason Crow was the ranking Democrat on the task force. He says lower-level agents need to speak up when they see issues without fear of retaliation.
You need to empower everybody at every level to speak up and to change the plan if necessary. And that just didn't happen. And I think that can happen quickly, and it doesn't actually cost taxpayers anything extra.
The task force issued some 36 recommendations to improve security after reviewing failures by the Secret Service to protect Trump. A Boulder program that provides cash to low-income households says it's seen some promising results. CPR's Molly Cruz reports.
Elevate started as a pilot program in January of this year. The program has given 200 low-income households in Boulder an unconditional stipend of $500 per month for the next 2 years. According to a report, participating households were better able to pay housing and utility costs, were more food secure, and reported lower stress levels. Elevate is currently funded by federal dollars through President Biden's COVID-19 economic relief package, but with a promising outlook, regulators hope to continue the program after federal funds run out. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Two counties in northern Colorado are set to provide emergency blood transfusions in the field before patients are taken to the hospital. The potentially life-saving program will roll out this week in most of Larimer and Weld counties, thanks to a partnership between UC Health and Thompson Valley EMS. Three other counties in Colorado started similar services in May. This is CPR News and KRCC.